Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, upgrading windows to help curb appeal and keep homes efficient. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, May 16th. I'm Jonathan Aul. Republican Missouri legislators had a productive 2025 session, but tensions flared between Republicans and Democrats in the final days. Senate Republicans forced to vote on two pieces of legislation that had staunch Democratic opposition.
Democrats pretty much decried the move on the Senate floor, saying that there were going to be consequences for this. And so it was a pretty drastic move that I think is going to affect sessions in the future.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg and Jason Rosenbaum discuss how Republicans may face hurdles getting their agenda passed in future sessions. That's coming up on The Gateway. The Missouri House finished its work early, a day before its scheduled adjournment date. It marks the first time in 70 years that that's happened. House Speaker John Patterson says Republicans were able to pass their number one priority, a proposed constitutional amendment that would again ban most abortions in the state.
The Missouri voters will have a chance to vote on that measure again, and as our top priority, we were very happy to see that get done.
Patterson also praised the legislature for passing a bill that rolled back voter-approved earned sick leave. The House passed 11 bills on its final day. Missourians rallied against GOP lawmakers taking aim at those two initiatives. On Wednesday night, Missouri Republicans voted to repeal voter-approved paid sick leave requirements. They also approved putting a measure on the 2026 ballot to repeal abortion rights protections that Missourians placed in the Constitution last year. Springfield resident Kate Foster took part in the rally on the Capitol steps yesterday, supporting paid sick leave and abortion. She says Missouri Republicans' actions will backfire.
It's not a democratic process if we vote and the lawmakers overturn the voice of the people.
The paid sick leave repeal goes into effect in late August, and voters will decide on whether to keep abortion legal in August or November of 2026. The Missouri legislature passed a ban on invasive plants yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
The bill bans the sale and import of multiple plants that are invasive and aren't native to Missouri. Those include honeysuckle, calorie pears, and burning bush. Representative Bruce Sassman is a Republican who represents Osage and Gasconade counties.
There are some parts of the state where we have such a robust population of some of these invasive plants. I don't know how we'll ever get rid of them.
The bill now heads to Governor Mike Kehoe for a signature. It would go into effect in 2029. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri legislature also passed a law to limit exports of water from the state. Many lawmakers said they worry Western states dealing with water scarcity could soon come for Missouri's water. Representative Bridget Walsh Moore is a Democrat who represents part of St. Louis County.
We have the water and they don't, and they're going to be coming for it. And would you rather the people of Missouri be making the terms or a large out-of-state corporation?
The law now heads to Governor Mike Kehoe for final approval. It would go into effect in August. The small town of Venice is officially a food desert by the federal government standards, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the Metro East community is on their way to losing that label with the help of a $2.4 million state grant announced yesterday.
A public-private partnership in Venice will use the grant to construct a new grocery store. The funding comes from a state program called the Illinois Grocery Initiative. It was signed into law in Venice 2 years ago with the idea to seed grocery stores in urban and rural food deserts. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the funding at a press conference.
This is a crisis that has persisted for too long in the state and frankly across the country. But every single Illinoisan, regardless of their zip code, deserves access to fresh, reliable, and affordable grocery options.
Construction is expected to start this fall, and it's anticipated to be complete next spring. City leaders are hoping the grocery store can anchor more economic development. In Venice, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri legislature ended its 2025 session early this week, ultimately adjourning before its deadline of tonight at 6. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum spoke with State House and Politics reporter Sarah Kellogg about the last week of session, including a contentious end in the Senate.
Sarah, every year we ask ourselves, Was this a fruitful or productive legislative session for the GOP majority? And it seems this year the answer is yes, especially in the first part of the year.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, looking at the totals, there were 67 bills passed this year by the legislature, which was 51 of those were non-budget bills. I mean, compared that to last year, that number was 46. So pretty much congenial between not only the House and the Senate, but within, you know, the chambers themselves. And so it seemed like it was definitely a smoother sailing year. And that did lead to more bills passing this year.
How do you think Governor Mike Kehoe handled his first session as chief executive? I know he was a lot more active in the Capitol halls than his predecessors.
Absolutely. You know, I would grade this as a pretty successful session for Governor Mike Kehoe. I mean, his number one priority, which was taking the St. Louis Police Department and placing it back under state control, that was done before legislative spring break. That is a huge deal. The fact that several bills got through both chambers before mid-March was a new point, you know, for compared to years past. And so he got that priority done. And there's a lot of other things that he wanted as far as budget bills. He got a lot of his budget priorities, including his pay plan that he wanted, and as well as $50 million for scholarships for private schools. So there's a lot that he wanted that I think he got, with one pretty big exception being the stadium funding. But that was honestly kind of a last minute deal. So I'm not surprised that didn't get through at the end.
It seemed, though, that tensions among legislators kind of exploded this week. How did the House killing a capital improvements bill affect the last week of session?
I think the House not passing this budget bill, House Bill 19, left a very, very bad taste in the mouth of senators. I feel like senators felt very disrespected, especially because there was not communication that the House was not going to take up and pass this bill. It's not even they didn't vote on it. They didn't bring it up for a vote. I know that this clearly angered Senate Appropriations Chair Lincoln Huff. It angered a lot of senators, where now their projects that were funded are not going to happen. That bill is just dead. And so I think that really complicated matters, especially when it came to the idea of funding a stadium.
And then on Wednesday, Republicans used a maneuver called the previous question to force through measures taking aim at two voter-approved initiatives. What happened here?
You know, in my time covering the legislature, I have yet to see the Senate use a previous question motion to bring an issue up for a vote immediately. It's not commonly done in the Senate because most of the time Republicans and Democrats can reach compromises on the legislation where Democrats sit down, they stop filibustering, but maybe they don't vote for it. That really didn't happen. Republicans really wanted to put through a resolution that, if passed by voters, would once again ban most abortions in the state. They also wanted to pass legislation that would repeal voter-approved earned sick leave. And there, I guess, wasn't really room for compromise anymore. So Republicans pushed this through. Democrats pretty much decried the move on the Senate floor, saying that there were going to be consequences for this. And so it was a pretty drastic move that I think is going to affect sessions in the future.
And what will those consequences be?
You know, there's a lot of things that Democrats can do to basically slow down the Senate. I think that's what we're going to see. They could be filibustering the journal. They could, you know, take a lot of time to pass any kind of bill. I think a lot of legislation is not going to get bipartisan input, at least for a little while. I think there's a lot that could be done. Obviously, we won't really know until next year.
Sarah Kellogg is St. Louis Public Radio State House and politics reporter. Sarah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum speaking with State House and politics reporter Sarah Kellogg. You can read more coverage of the Missouri legislative session at stlpr.org. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.